You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Watford have lost their last four away games, Tom, conceding 12 goals in the process, although six of those did come in defeat against Liverpool. I mentioned it on last week's podcast, but I wish I'd back Walter Mazzarri to be next manager out.
Yeah,
he's the favourite now, Tom, and this team is going down quickly.
Yeah, they are, and you know they've got a lot of injuries. They have got some injuries to some key players like Success and Yanmat, Barami, for example. You know, they're Pereira as well. So they are struggling a little bit, but it's the manner of the defeat against Tottenham, which the owners will not be too happy about. You know, the Italian owners there will not sort of suffer it for too long. I think, you know, results that they're having, they're not playing well. They're not a good side, Watford. You know, and it's always sort of been on a tightrope with them this season. You know, I'll never forget, and there are performances that stick in your head, and I've talked about it before, but Burnley away, they were absolutely shocking. And this is, it's not exactly the same type of game, but it's a match they've got to roll their sleeves up and try and get something, because, you know, Stoke, people might look at five games without a win for them, but they've had tough matches, you know, in my eyes. You know, the Leicester game was a freak, you know, so come on, but they've been to Arsenal, they've been to Liverpool, and they've been to Chelsea on that run. They've scored in those games as well against the bigger sides and the teams at the top of the table. And at home, they're pretty good. Apart from the Bournemouth defeat, which again, they'll probably put down as a blip, they've been pretty good at getting rid of teams that have been in bad form. Swansea, Burnley, for example, admittedly draws in their last couple of matches, but I think they win this one, Stoke, and I can't look at Watford with any kind of confidence whatsoever. So Stoke at home are a team I like. Again, I look at the correct score group betting for a type Stoke win, 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, but I think I've got a feeling that Stoke are going to expose a Watford side that are feeling sorry for themselves. So again, I'm going to look at handicap here. Stoke minus a goal at 21-10, but I think Stoke on the outright are one of the bets of this round of Premier League games.
Derek?
Yeah. I mean, if I was to say Stoke were a five-star bet, people would say, well, you're overreacting to a bad performance by Watford at the weekend. But it's not one bad performance. Every time I've seen Watford, they've been appalling. And that was the lowest of the low against Tottenham. They were a disgrace. And one thing that struck me was how overweight or out of shape their players looked. Not just one or two. Most of them, they just looked about a stone overweight. I mean, they didn't have anyone playing in the hole, apparently, because that's only because none of them could fit in it. I mean, they didn't look like professional Premier League footballers. And their lack of fight was astounding. I know that Mark Lawrenson on the Match of the Day accused them of lacking the stomach for a fight. And they reacted furiously and said, well, you may be right. They just didn't look like a side that's interested. And 5-6 Stoke to beat them, I think it's an unbelievable bet. In fact, like what I said about Arsenal, unless Tom gets an AFA to Stoke, they're going to be my bet of the weekend.
Acca 5 is William Hill's new Acca insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. Acca 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.